88.5 FM, live in studio right now. My name's Jeff Penfield, here with Jake Bug. He's got a new album that he released late last year called Hearts That Strain, and playing tonight at the theater at Ace Hotel. Thank you so much for coming on by today.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Now, when I started digging into the album and really, you know, taking a close listen to it, it seemed like a bit of a departure from your last one. You know, what prompted you to take a different road in terms of creating this one pretty much the next year after you released your last one?
Well, for me, it's, you know, it's about trying different things and new experiences. And I like every album to be different from the last one. And I thought this was a great opportunity to go out to Nashville and work with some musicians I've never worked with before. And you know, and it was just a whole different experience, and I enjoyed every minute of it. And the next record I'll make after this will be different to this one as well.
Yeah, and you know, that's always good to see, as you're trying out different things, different sounds. And I think especially for you, I mean, a lot of people remember, you know, remember it was a little bit of a harsher, you know, sound from you originally, but this one seemed almost like, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just kind of a little more about, you know, the surrounding area. It wasn't just about, it was about the atmospherics of the sound more so than it was keeping it stripped back with just a guitar. You had so many other instruments that you included in on this one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I'd write the songs in my flat in London, and I'd take them over to Nashville, and the musicians that I was working with over there would bring those country elements and bring those sounds into it, which kind of gave it that sound, pretty much.
Cool. Well, what's the first song you have for us today?
First song I'm going to play is from the new record. It's called In the Event of My Demise.
Okay.
My demise, pull a penny from my eyes, heads you get my gold, and tails you get my death. In the event of my demise, if you should hear my name, be a friend and please refrain. Saying we were friends, let them tell their lies. In the event of my demise, oh no, look at them go. Didn't they love me so? Oh, great merciful fate, I guess it was worth. Strong, I failed. My body made me chase my tail. I was young and I was plagued, and all the plans we'd made would be unrealized in the event of my demise. Yes, it was worth the wait. Ah, yes, it was worth the wait. I guess it was worth the wait. Ah, yes, it was worth the wait.
It's 88.5 FM. Jake Bug live in studio before his show tonight at the theater at Ace Hotel. That one is off of his new album, Hearts That Strain. And we were talking just before that song a little bit about how you went to Nashville. Was this the first time you went to Nashville to record?
To record it was, yeah. I've been there a few times before, and that's how I originally met the people that I ended up working with on this album. And I love it over there. It's great, and, you know, it's a city full of music, and, yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, Gene Chrisman and Bobby Woods were two of the important people who were there, who were part of the Memphis Boys, and then also Dan Auerbach,
yeah,
as well, showed up on a lot of these tracks. How did you get connected with first Gene and Bobby, and then with Dan?
Well, I supported the Black Keys a few years ago, I think. So, you know, I'd already established that slight friendship. And so, and he was friends with my friend Matt Sweeney, who also worked on some of these songs with us. And so we just got in the studio, hung out. And I think Dan had kind of already put that band together. He'd been using those guys, Gene and Bobby, a little bit. So Dan would come and record with us on some of the sessions sometimes. And so, yeah, it was all kind of linked together really like that.
Yeah, because Dan released his album, I remember, last year, his first solo record. Or not his first solo record, but the first one where, you know, he's lived in Nashville for 8 years. Then he finally had a point where he was actually in Nashville long enough to record records. And he talked about how he was recording so much stuff. And it sounded like you had the advantage of being able to get in a little bit on that and have him join in. But just like that seemed to be a part of his experience was the community of Nashville coming in and helping out on the record.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the way it is down there. You know, everyone knows each other, and it's I don't know, it's just a really nice feeling around there. I feel like in places like London and other places, the world of musicians can be a little more so competitive and cutthroat, but there it's just like it's a job for everybody, and they just get on with it, and then it's really easy.
Well, it helps that there's a lot of demand and a lot of folks recording great music there, and really a rich, rich history in Nashville and just in Tennessee in general. What was one of the biggest lessons you learned from there? Was there something that you've kind of found yourself taking away as you were recording with them?
For me, I can never think like off the top of my head like what I've taken away, but I do know that I think just the experience as a whole is something that you take away, and I think you learn from that, you know, subconsciously, I think. So, I think it's got to be a great experience to be around those kind of guys and that high caliber of musicianship, really.
And as you started recording this, you know, like I said, there's definitely a different sound. Like your last record, On My One, was, you know, a little more highly produced, a little bit more of a produced shine, and more, I guess, I don't really want to call it modern, because, I mean, you're still, you know, recording music in the now and how music is now. But, you know, what was some of the goals as you went into this project? What sounds did you want to try to get out of this record?
For me, I never really have, an idea in mind of what I want a record to sound like. I mean, I may do slightly in terms of tempos and things like that, but I like going going in open, really, and for me that's part of the journey and the adventure, is not knowing what you're going to come up with next, and then when you do eventually get the final product, it's a nice feeling, because it's something that you wasn't expecting.
And for you, one of the, you know, all these people that you had in here were from American Sound. You know, a lot of people remember, I started listening to this record, first thing that popped in my head, don't ask me why, is Burt Bacharach, and it was a lot of the songs that he had recorded with like a Dusty Springfield who had recorded at American Sound. And you hear of a lot of people going to Nashville, it's like, oh, that rock country sound, or it's that, it's that bluegrass sound, or, you know, what was it about this particular one? Because honestly, this is one of the first ones I think I've really seen kind of go down this direction. What was about it? Why do you think it turned out to be more that you were going after American Sound?
Well, for me, I think it's kind of always been the case. I grew up listening to a lot of music from this side of the pond. I always had a love for blues and country music, and so that's what I grew up. I'm not really a big fan of a lot of the British stuff. I like a few of the rock bands and the Beatles and things like that, obviously. But I always grew up on music over here, really. So that's always been part of my music and been a big influence on me.
Cool. What's the next song you have for us?
The next song is a new song as well. It's called House in the Dawn.
Just look how hard I felt out in the wishing well. You've forgotten I've spent time in your head. I thought I knew it all, how the mighty fall to the bottom. who spend time in your bed. How soon the dawn of love has come and made you run. You've come undone. I've been feeling it. Took the subway down into the day you found it was broken. Now it can take you away. It was just a silly thought until the day you caught me in action, knowing me less every day. How soon dawn of love has come and made you run. You've come undone. I've been feeling it too.
It's 88.5 FM live in studio with Jake Bugg performing tonight at the theater at Ace Hotel, playing songs off his new album called Hearts That Strain. That one, How Soon the Dawn, which was the first single that you released on that, had some really cool folks we've been talking about. Gene Chrisman, Bobby Woods helped you out on this one, Dan Auerbach, so many people who got involved. Lyrically, where did you find most of your inspiration for this album?
Well, I think a lot of it, lyrically, I think some of it was based on kind of reflection on things that happened in the last few years or so. And other times, it's sometimes been nice. I like to take a break from, you know, singing about, you know, personal experience and things that happen in the real world. It's nice to just use music as a form of escapism for myself and just sometimes create stories and paint a picture of something entirely different than real life.
Cool. And as you know, you're playing tonight at the Theater at Ace Hotel, what's the setup that you typically do on stage? What can people expect heading out to the show?
Well, it's just acoustic tonight. It's just me and my guitar, and but I've been playing old songs and new songs as well, so it's been really great. It's been great this tour to it's been an opportunity to be more engaging with the audience, and some of the shows have had a real intimate feeling about the thing.
Cool. Do you have one more song for us?
I do, yeah. I'll play an old one or something if you like.
Okay.
Do Lightning Bolt.
Morning, it's another pure grey morning. Don't know what the day's holding. When I get up tired and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. And one blinks an eye and look up to the sky in the path of a lightning bolt. Met her, steam just parted for her, but it only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just watch you walk with greater teeth, but I just stand by and I wear my time. You see, you gotta toe the line, you want the water, not the wild. But when I see on that lightning bolt. Chances, people taking it to take chances. And he did the right and the answers. Starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blink of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just wants to walk with greeted teeth, but I just stand by enough. When my time is see, you gotta throw the lightning on the water, not the woman. When I see the signs, I'll jump on that lightning bolt. Silence was lying back eating skywards when the moment got shattered. Remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning bolt.
That was Jake Bugg live in studio here on 88.5 FM Lightning Bolt. The song, first song, I think most people heard from you, but also had a couple of good ones from his new album called Hearts That Strain, and heading to downtown LA tonight, Theater at Ace Hotel. Again, Jake Bugg, thank you so much for coming by, playing some new songs, and talking about the new record.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much.
It's 88.5 FM.